All right, so this person said, been applying for IT support roles, but cannot find anything.
So Dell is just firing a bunch of people. I mean, 2023, you got 6,600 people, like 5% of the entire workforce. Morale was pretty low, and then morale got even lower in 2024, August. Another massive layoff, 12 to 13,000 employees, and Chinese layoffs as well. Sales teams are being gutted. I mean, at this point, people are saying just in the past 2 years, I mean, Dell has fired like 25,000 people. If you look around, people are saying, yep, layoffs will continue at Dell. And this Redditor says the best part of this announcement was them telling us to improve our diets and nutrition to help with mood. And never mind the impending pay cut that we will be forced to endure. And a lot of Dell employees are just not okay right now. You know, right now we're also seeing like a lot of these big companies just outsourcing a lot of work, right? This is one of the reasons why like a lot of new college grads just can't seem to get a job. And they're hiring like Dell hires like a ton of like H-1B visa people. And everyone's saying that HQ here is just for show. You're seeing a lot of big companies, not just Dell. I mean, Amazon, Apple, Tesla, they all kind of do it. They're outsourcing a ton of this white collar job market to other countries, okay? Like a lot of the IT here and a lot of customer service roles, for example, are all being outsourced to other countries across the Pacific. And no wonder so many fresh college grads are graduating and they can't get a foot in the door of one of these companies because all these white collar jobs are gone. Check out some of these videos.
So I just got fired from my job. I am really pissed off about it, to be honest with you. And I'm not making this video for like sympathy or to like cry on camera to the whole world. I've already cried enough today, but I am really actually emotional about it because, you know, I wasn't the happiest in my job. You know, I feel like I kind of in a way manifested this in some weird way, but I still was given zero notice, zero times a plan, zero. I have no idea what's next. I have no idea what's next. And that is 100% legal in the state of Florida. They can do that. The irony in all of this is that I myself am a recruiter. So, yeah, I already know how this goes, right? I am pissed off that employers preach, you know, wanting employees that have tenure, wanting employees that are looking for their next home, wanting employees who are willing to stay and work hard and want to do overtime and all this fucking bullshit. And then they tell us, hey, it's always professionals, put your 2 weeks notice in so that you have, you know, you leave with in good standing, you can get a good reference. Like, it's all a scam because as soon as you don't serve your employer anymore, as soon as you don't meet the bottom line, they will let you go in a heartbeat. You're replaceable. You're 100% replaceable. Yet they want you to act like your job is the end all be all of your whole entire fucking life. You spend more hours in an office than you do at home with your family. The whole system is a scam. Trading your time for money is a scam. And I feel like this is a really big sign from the universe for me right now. But like immediately, I'm just pissed off that I'm 27 years old. I spent a lot of time working on my professional career, trying to put myself out there, trying to make money, trying to make a name for myself, trying to break cycles and generations of trauma, and coming from a family that is not educated, doesn't have careers. Like, it's all a scam. It's all a scam because the second that you don't serve them a purpose anymore, they will let you go. You're replaceable. And I don't even know what's next for me. I don't even know what's next for me. But yeah, that's it. I was fired for no reason.
I don't understand how I can have so much going for me when I was a university student. And then now it basically feels like there's nothing going for me. Like, when you go through periods of time where you're constantly static and no matter what you do, you try to pull yourself out of it, and then you do a lot of things and then you're happy, and then you go back to you just being static, it generally makes me think that I don't think that I was meant to actually work in 9 to 5. I don't think that I was meant to actually have a job. I think I was just meant to do something else, because it doesn't make any sense why it's just not working out.
Alright, I'm like in the middle of getting ready, but I wanted to come on here and be vulnerable about something, because this is not really something I've talked about on my TikTok, but I've applied to over 300 jobs with my master's and bachelor's from University of Georgia. I'm still unemployed, you guys. Like, I've applied to over 300 jobs. I can't even get a job as a receptionist. It's really, really, like, terrible and miserable right now. So I've had interviews with 3 different companies, and one of the jobs, like, I really, really wanted, and I made it to the final round, and I was like, okay, like, I'm gonna get this job. Like, it's looking good for me, because I interned for a branch of the organization before, and I had an internal recommendation, and also, like, the tasks I did for my internship were the exact same as this job description. So I was like, it would only make sense, you know? And I also, like, practiced for the interview for days straight. Like, y'all, I was literally sitting there, like, days, hours each day, like, practicing interview questions, researching, like, everything about the job description, etc. And they said that they went with someone else, like, after the final round. And in the rejection, they, like, told me to apply to a different job for them and told me my resume fit the other job more. Anyways, you guys, like, I was just, like, so heartbroken after that. And I have, like, it just sucks, like, after college, you feel like you did everything right in college. Like, I had 2 internships in my field. One of them was, like, a super amazing internship opportunity. And I did undergrad research, I did graduate research, you know, I went through grad school, I had my tuition paid for. Like, I was also, like, a pharmacy tech for 4 years throughout undergrad. And I don't know, it's like, I don't know what else I could do to, like, develop my resume anymore. I can't even get a job, like, not in my field. Like, just, like, working at McDonald's, like, I literally can't even get a job doing that. It's just, like, after college, you kind of, like, have this vision, like, oh, like, you know, I'm gonna be, like, living by myself and doing all this. And I'm just, like, for me and, like, other people I know, like, it just hasn't been that way. And it's just, like, what about the life we were promised, you guys? Like, oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I hate coming on here, like, with, like, being, like, negative and stuff. But it's, like, I've seriously been struggling, especially mentally, because I just feel like, okay, I did all that for what? I was in school for I graduated my master's a year early, but I'm like, I was in school for 5 years and for what? Like, I sat there, worked my butt off, I got a 4.0 GPA in grad school and then a 3.96 in undergrad, and I had a job the entire time for both of them, and I worked my butt off, I had no social life, for what? To be unemployed, like, to get rejected from jobs. Like, I know I'm being negative right now, but, like, you guys, like, seriously, I'm one of those people that thrives off being busy and, like, just not having a schedule. It's, like, really killing me. And also living at home with my parents, it's, I don't know, I'm just posting this, like, maybe someone else can relate to it, I don't know.
Yeah, we mad, man. We deserve better. I got my other truck, we over there parked, we not working no more. We not, bro. Nah, I'm just playing, y'all. I gotta get my butt to work, baby. I got bills to pay.
All right, everybody, listen up. As we all know, Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, aka DOGE, had wiped out hundreds of thousands of federal jobs. The aftermath was a disaster. Just a reminder, DOGE was launched on day one of Trump's presidency, backed by Elon Musk, to streamline the government. What it actually did, trigger one of the largest mass firings in U.S. history. More than 260,000 federal workers were forced out. Entire agencies gutted. Climate scientists, VA nurses, EPA enforcement teams, gone. But here's the part I need you to pay attention to. Over 150,000 people are still being paid full salaries to do nothing. Trump's brilliant deferred resignation plan has cost taxpayers $21.7 billion for employees not even allowed to work. Meanwhile, the IRS can't process taxes, the EPA can't test drinking water, the VA is canceling care, and the HHS is scrambling to rehire the public health staff it just fired. And they're calling this efficiency. Agencies are in chaos, services are crumbling, and DOGE, it's quietly being reshaped behind the scenes. Elon's out, Trump loyalists are in, and the AI layoffs are still coming. So if you've noticed your flight got delayed, your tax returns late, or your medications held up, yeah, that's not a glitch. That's Trump's government reform. I'll be breaking this story down even more on my Patreon and Substack. Both links are in the bio.
So is there anyone else out there who works in tech, specifically cloud engineering, who has been unemployed for almost 2 years? I just feel like my career could be over. Like I don't want to let that happen, but there's other people who seem to be getting hired places, and I don't know, maybe they came from big tech, maybe they have Ivy League degrees, I don't know, but I just feel like I can't compete with those people who have been laid off from big tech and have big tech on their resumes and or have Ivy League schools. And is there anyone else in my field who has been unemployed as long as me or longer? And what do you do about it? Like, I don't know what to do anymore. I've been trying to get certifications, but they don't care about certifications unless you have experience to back up the certifications. It's just really frustrating, and I don't know what to do anymore. I can't just get a regular blue-collar job. It will not pay my rent. I need to go back into my field.
So I just got laid off. So I literally just woke up Tuesday morning, checked my emails. There was that dreaded line, important organizational update. So I turned to my boyfriend and say, babe, I think I'm getting laid off. I joined the meeting, and my VP and the HR is there, and they're like,
fortunately, you had been a part of organizational cuts.
Wow, thank you. So I get a call from my manager saying that she got laid off too, and she has some tea. And mind you, I'm literally moving into another place in 3 days, and I also just bought a car. I think you can probably guess what company it is based off my previous videos. Yeah, but follow along if you want to see my journey through layoffs, and you want to know what happened to me.
Hi guys, it's part of a layoff today. Just crazy. I'm a recruiter, work in talent acquisition. My background is in like biotech, health tech startups. And yeah, I was part of a massive layoff today, which is a bummer. I'm feeling like all the emotions, and just came on here to kind of talk about it. I'm bringing you along on the journey of processing this layoff, which is like kind of one of the shittiest feelings in the world. For like a lot of reasons, like with the current state of the world and like having to search for a job, I'm obviously like scared and worried. Yeah, so that happened to me today, and it affected over like half my team. A bunch of us were affected. It kind of came out of the blue. We weren't expecting this. And so yeah, not great, but if any of my fellow like biotech, health tech pals out there have any leads in the talent acquisition space, I'm actively looking. And if any of my friends want to drop a comment on like, you know, some of my qualities of why I'm hireable and great, that would be awesome. But no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, actively looking to network. I'm probably gonna bring guys on this journey. I'm probably just gonna be TikToking and looking for a job. So yeah. But I have amazing friends and everyone's been super supportive. And yeah, I just like, it's such a blow to like your ego and your self-worth. I'm like, you know, just like, what are you doing? And I live in the tri-state area, so it's like bills, you know, your apartment, just everything. And yeah, it's just like really overwhelming and scary. So any leads, any good vibes, appreciated. But I'm gonna hit the job hunt tomorrow. Yeah, in the meantime, thanks for listening, sticking around. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Well, I was not expecting my last video to get the traction that it did, but I want to say thank you for the well wishes regarding me getting laid off yesterday. It is definitely bittersweet. I am super excited to go full force into my photography business, but I'm also absolutely terrified of the fact that I don't have a stable income anymore. And it's scary when you have kids, a home, a family, all that. But I'm trusting God's plan for me. I'm trusting that He will guide me to have a successful business where my family doesn't feel the impact of losing that extra income. It's a new chapter, but I'm excited for it. And today was my first official day of unemployment. And I spent it doing what I love. I had a newborn session in Huntington Beach. And I'm just manifesting that all of my days are booked and busy. I'm able to grow and expand my business. And yeah, so if you're local in Orange County, SoCal, I would love to be your photographer. I would love to have your support. And if you don't need a photographer, but you just want to follow along for the journey, then I am more than happy to have you guys here so I can share that with you guys. So here's to a new chapter.
Getting fired or laid off while still having to pay bills is an experience. A grown-ass experience. And don't let you not have no money saved up. Now you scrambling, scraping for shit. You applying for unemployment, putting in 500 applications a day, signing up for DoorDash, signing up for Instacart. Life get real. And trust me, I know firsthand, because that was me 2 years ago getting laid off, trying to figure out what I'm about to do next. It was hell on earth. Sometimes you don't think about when you get all these bills that your income could just stop at one point. It could just stop. You come to work Monday morning, happy as hell. Everything going good. Weekend was good. Everything was perfect. And then you see that 30-minute meeting with HR and your boss. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, my. You get in the meeting. They start talking about, yeah, we're restructuring our core values of the company. And your job has been affected. God damn it. Hey, just know if you got to deal with it, it's going to be all right. Life keep on going. You're going to end up a better person after it. I know I did.
I got fired from my 9-to-5 last week, and I'm not getting another job. I know this might sound absolutely crazy, because it does, and I don't care. I decided that the things that I've been putting on the back burner, the life that I want for myself, it doesn't look like where I've been for the last 10 years. And I kind of want to explore those options a little bit more. I literally hate being at a red light and recording because people can stare at me. But I record this video to say that I know that there's probably a lot of people out there who's either in the position that I'm in right now or is sitting at a 9-to-5 that they want to quit but are too scared to. Sometimes I think about this situation and I think that it could have been a blessing, because then it's giving me the time and the freedom to kind of explore other options. And I know what you're thinking. I must have a whole bunch of money saved up, or I live at home. And that's not true. I live in a completely different state than any of my family. I don't share any of my bills. Everything is literally on me. And I don't have a savings account. But that is partially why I want to do this. It's because of the fact that no matter how much I worked, no matter how much I did, I was just getting by. So I say that to say that I want something better, and if that means that I have to create it, then I will. And yeah, if you're interested and you want to come along with me for the journey, then follow me and we'll see where this takes us.
And just like that, we're back. Welcome to the week 57 recap of Life After Layoff, a series that started off as my journey to reemployment, but at this point, Last summer, I was laid off from my corporate job as a senior copywriter, and here are the stats for week 57, which is August 3rd to August 9th. Didn't feel like I did a lot this week, but according to the numbers, I submitted 7 applications, which I guess on average, one a day is not so bad. Truth is, I'm tired, and the options are few. And I guess it was a pretty slow week for everyone, as the number of responses or rejections that I received was 3, one of which was from Nutrafol, which I shared 2 weeks ago. I was kind of excited about applying for, but I guess not this time. Still have heard nothing from the recruiter that hit me up on LinkedIn a few weeks ago, and I do not expect to. I wish I had more to say, to be honest, but this pretty much wraps up week 57. If you're interested in following along this journey, come back next Monday where I will have a week 58 recap of Life After Layoff, where I'm going to precisely tally up exactly how many applications I've submitted thus far. I would argue that it's well over 200.
It is really hard to find a job in Australia in 2025, and I cannot stress it enough. If you have no experience in anything, nothing to show on your CV, it's going to take you months to find a job. There are a lot of workshops in Australia that people go to try and find a job, but realistically, you need to have something to show on your CV. There's no point going to a workshop, but then you have nothing to show to any employer. Do you know what I mean? Like, you need to do things before you come to Australia now in 2025, because it's too hard to start from scratch here and there is too much competition. There is work in manual jobs because that's usually what Australians don't want to do, meaning there's a skill shortage, meaning there's jobs there. So if you're able to get some experience back home, even if it's a couple of nights a week, in anything, waitressing, dish pit, whatever you can think of that is manual, try and do it because they can show to an employer that you already know what you're doing and they don't have to train you. You are going to beat competition. It's just really good to have some sort of skills when you come here because that means you'll be able to make income straight away, pay your rent. You know, it can be very stressful when you're having to pay bills and you can't find any work.
So I got laid off on Thursday, today's Monday, and I have a lot of thoughts, so let's talk about it. For reference, I'm 28 years old. I've been working in corporate America for, 8 years. I graduated college in 2018, and this is my third time getting laid off if you include a furlough from COVID. I was not expecting it at all. I was pretty blindsided, but I am super, super thankful for this layoff versus my last one, and let me explain to you why. The last time I got laid off, I was 24 years old, and I had just purchased my condo. So my first piece of property, the only piece of property I own. I used most of my savings to purchase it. It's truly my biggest accomplishment. And 2 months later, I had no employment. I vowed to myself from that moment on, I would never let myself feel so scared and so hopeless ever again, because I truly wasn't sure what I was going to do. Like, I was like, I think I'm going to be on food stamps. And my parents, just for a backstory, like, I had no assistance getting my house. My parents sent me dish towels as a thank you present. Like, I 100% did this on my own. So it was 100% my responsibility to figure out what I'm going to do. With that being said, I then met my now fiance 1.5 years later, and I live in his house, and we rent out my property still. So we do make a little bit of rental income. I also teach Pilates, and I own my own Pilates grip socks business. And I have done this weekend what is called redistributing my calories, now knowing one of my sources of income will be diminished. So I guess my biggest piece of advice here for women, because that's who I'm really talking to, but truly anyone, is do not put all of your eggs in one basket. I don't care if you have the best corporate job in the world. I don't care if you think you have the job security. I used to tell people that this was the job I was retiring to, and I absolutely got blindsided by this. But I do not have to worry about how I'm going to put food on the table or what I'm going to do when I wake up tomorrow, because I have 2 other sources of income, 3 if you count my rental, 3 other sources of income, but 2 other businesses, teaching Pilates and owning my Pilates sub company, that I can now put more of my calories in and redistribute while looking for more full-time work. I am not saying quit your job and going all in on being an entrepreneur. If that suits you, great. But I love corporate America. I've always loved the stability of it, but do not put all of your eggs in one basket. I don't care if it's a hobby, an interest, something you might kind of be interested in, dive into it, explore it, and figure out how to monetize it. Because truly, you never know when you're going to get a random meeting on your calendar that you're going to get laid off. I'm not trying to fearmonger. I'm just being realistic. And it's really important just for your character development and as a person to have like a multifaceted personality, to be able to have hobbies that I've been able to monetize and take as something outside of work. I love teaching because I work from home and it gets me out of the house, but I also know I can kind of flow in and flow out of it as much as I want, depending on what I need in my life. So like truly, if you have not already, like especially everybody, but really women, like, because that's who I'm talking to, like, find something you're minorly interested in. It does not have to be the fire that's lit under your ass. It doesn't have to be your be-all, end-all passion project. You don't have to be obsessed with it every day. You're not going to be obsessed with anything every single day. But you need to find something that you can lean into and just figure out additionally, like, how you could monetize that. Like, what you can grow from it. It doesn't have to be your own business. It could literally be a side hustle. But, like, truly find a side hustle. Find something else. So in case you ever need to, you can diversify those calories, because you never, ever, ever know when you're going to need to lean into it.
I think I'm getting laid off. So about an hour ago, we got a last second meeting for everybody to show up at the break room. And usually these types of meetings mean that there's going to be a layoff. So we kind of knew a layoff was coming. We just didn't know when and who. But today is finally going to be the day. It's probably a 50% chance that I get laid off. I just had this hunch, man. 50%? That's actually a pretty high probability, if you ask me. Well, guys, I'm gonna go to work right now. This is going to be my let's get laid off fit.
Alright, guys. Let's do this, man. I don't know how to feel right now. I'm kind of like, I don't know, man. I am like under a mix of emotions right now.
And I'm truly grateful for the passion and effort you have put into this. And at the same time, I must say I'm very sad.
I just got laid off, guys. Yeah, I don't know what to feel right now. I don't know what to do. I'm a little lost. Before I got laid off, I was feeling fine. It was like whatever. But now that it actually happens, it actually hits. It's hitting hard. I don't know what to do. Oh gosh, man, no more lunch break videos. I didn't think that this would ever happen to me in my entire career. I'm not gonna go into specific details on the whole layoffs or anything. I will probably start documenting my life as an unemployed dude. Probably make another video on the financial part of being unemployed, how I'm gonna survive for the next few months. I don't know yet if I wanna go back into the corporate life, to be honest, or if maybe I pursue a different direction. Honestly, at a loss for words, I need to just sit down and recuperate and just kind of figure it out from there. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.
I had one of the craziest interactions yesterday since Waylon has passed, and I want it to be like a good reminder to everyone that we really have no idea what strangers are going through and we need to give them grace. So yesterday I drove an hour and a half to my small town that my cousin lives in. She's one of my best friends. And we decided to go to the closing day of a record shop in this town. And it was a husband and wife owned, and his mother had just passed away and she lived in another state. So they were trying to sell everything, so they had a pack list so he could go deal with it. And I guess this was his last remaining parent. So he was like really sad. And you could definitely tell he was grieving, because whenever he like first walked in, he was like, if you need help finding anything, like I'm not helping. And honestly, like if I had never been through grief, that would have set me back and I literally would have walked out. But I understand grief, but he had no idea I was grieving myself. And later on, when my cousin who loves music is like looking through all the DVD, he comes over and he was like, I bet, like, let me make an assumption. And then he points to me and he's like, I bet you don't keep anything. Like, you don't purchase like the real stuff. You use digital. And she buys the real stuff. And I was like, yeah, I don't like clutter. So I like, you know, my streaming services. And he asked how old I was. And I said 23. And so he said, let me guess, you either are in college or you work. And I said, actually, I do neither. And at that point, he made a very split judgment that I was a lazy piece of crap. And then you could just tell. And he's like, oh, you're one of those people. And I go, no, no, no. I've already finished college. And I'm a stay-at-home mom, but my son passed away. Because honestly, it's just like, you never know. And I just needed to, like, you're not allowed to assume I'm a lazy person. I don't know. Like, that is my, like, trigger. And the way this whole man's demeanor changed, because he's like, oh my gosh, like, what happened? He's like, no one asked me what happens to my mom. Like, they all just judge. And so we ended up talking for a little bit. He has like kids my age, so he's like in his 50s. But I think it was a good lesson to both of us that you really have no idea what someone's going through, and that just because someone says, you know, they don't, aren't in college and they don't have a job, it doesn't mean that they're lazy. It's like you really just have no idea what's going on in someone's life. So be kind to strangers. Be kind.
Has anyone realized that when you're unemployed or out of a job for a really long time, people who used to hit you up every other day for motives, they don't hit you up anymore? And this realization was very scary to me, because I used to see people every other month or every other week, and then I would go for months and even a year without seeing them. And in my head, I kind of questioned why they don't want to see me anymore. Is it because I'm unemployed? Is it because I'm not working hard enough? Or, you know, having a big corporate job or whatever that other people like? Or how I perceive myself to other people? I really don't get it, to be honest. And then it hit me in my head. I think most people, they want to see someone who's employed a full-time role because they think they're not financially responsible or financially there to hang out with them, which is totally wrong. Because I remember when I had a job and when I didn't have a job, my financial spendings were literally the same. I was spending the same amount of money when I had the job, even when I was without a job. But obviously when you're unemployed, you do save a lot of money because the expenses go down on traveling, food and whatnot. So you actually have more spare time to actually go out with your friends and spend their money, but they don't understand that sometimes, which is really, really upsetting. And I just feel like sometimes I just need to let them know that, yo, I actually have money. I can spend money, because I've been spending money, businesses, bills, other things, holidays. I mean, I still go out 3-4 times a year on a holiday. I know that sounds crazy, but I still want to enjoy my life. Even though circumstances are a bit rough right now and they can improve, I'm in my 20s. I want to make sure I make my 20s worth it. But yeah, if you have friends that don't want to see you anymore because your job circumstances have changed and they don't want to hit you up anymore, I think it's better to part ways. I know it sounds very harsh, but they're probably thinking that if you're unemployed and you're still seeking for a job for several months or even a year, it's definitely not worth the hassle and also the energy to rekindle friendships when friendships should normally be bonding together, having fun, making memories. And if you're not making good memories, what's the point?
Why is finding a job the most difficult thing in the world? It's harder than school. It's harder than anything I've ever done. I just graduated college, can't find a job anywhere. Everyone says I need experience, but how do I get experience if nobody hires you without experience, like, or they want to give you the experience? Like, sorry that I don't have enough experience. I was busy getting a degree that you require. Was that not enough still? Is my degree that I studied for 4 years not enough? I'm so confused.